Papa and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
Come on, let's go play tag. Tag, you're it.
I'm going to get you.
Hey, you're going too fast.
Welcome to No Greater Joy's Vintage Answers series. Let's listen today as the Pearls offer some practical advice on issues that so many of us face every day.
Okay, here's a letter from the Crays. Dear Mike and Debbie Pearl, our other problems with Stephan is his attitude. He does not have a teachable heart, and he never has. Since he was 3 years old, he has had a bad attitude about learning. I'm talking about academically as well as sports. When he was three and I'd be singing ABCs with him, he'd get mad and yell at me to stop. He drifts off at school after a few problems and complains when he has to start in the morning. Now, granted, we do have a few good days when he wakes up and gets started on his own. And throughout school, he'll ask me if he's doing well. So I know he wants to do good. There's just so much I can't articulate at all. Yet he gets along with other kids and the siblings. He is very friendly and loving. One thing I've noticed is if he is competing or if someone else is doing better at something than he is, he tends to give up, get mad, or act up. Please give us an answer. May God bless you and continue to bless your ministry.
Okay, there's something you need to understand about a child. A child has natural propensity to selfishness, natural propensity to be number one. We're all born loving ourselves first. The newborn child is just aware of two things, pleasure and pain. And as a child grows into 6-7 months, he becomes aware that there are ways that he can manipulate to increase his pleasure and to minimize his pain. And as a child gets up a year or 2 years old, he begins to realize that the social order around him wants to deprive him of some of his pleasure. And so he starts seeking ways to maintain control. He finds that there's people around him won't give him everything he asks for, won't give him everything he wants, that there are people who want to deny him. And so he learns that anger is a response, that hurt feelings is a response, that helps manipulate and control people to keep them compliant with his will. So there's a natural propensity there. I see in this child, when he's competing, you say that he gets his feelings hurt and he gets upset if he doesn't win. Well, all you have to do is watch a hockey game on TV or a baseball game or a football game, and you'll find that big grown adults also get upset when they lose or when they fail to achieve. This is, again, a natural human propensity. I'm not justifying it, but it's a natural human propensity to want to be number one, to be the most important, to think of oneself as the most deserving. But normally what happens is, in a normal culture, normal development, we learn that even though we have a feeling to be number one, we don't have a right to be number one. And even though it's pleasurable to win, to be the champion, to take first place, to be the smartest, the best looking, the most talented, or any other number of things, even though that's pleasurable to any of us, to all of us, that realistically, you can't always be first. So in a proper social development, we learn to give up and give over and let someone else be number one, knowing that our turn will come back around. But those who are emotionally immature, who don't fully develop, take it as a personal offense if they're not always first. So there's a lack of maturity. There's a lack of development here. Now, we always have this inner circle. All of us have an inner circle where there's some people very important to us. And in that little inner circle, we're very concerned about what they think. In other words, it doesn't bother me if somebody on the street says to me, "You're stupid." I can discount them. They don't value in my scheme of values. But if someone in my family were to say, "You're stupid," then that would hurt. And so when we, in this area of competing, it doesn't matter to me if I lose, say, playing a volleyball game, as long as my wife thinks I'm great. Now, it's not important to me that she thinks I'm the best volleyball player. It's just important to me that she thinks I'm the best, regardless, without anything attached to it. Now, same thing with a child. Normally, children will grow up and they'll know that they can't be the best at everything, but they there's this security that comes from the family that says, you're the best. Not the best at doing this or the best at accomplishing that, but you're just the best. To me, you're the most important. And that's usually sufficient. That satisfies that emotional need to be number one. We still enjoy the pleasure of winning, but it satisfies the need. Now, I would say, first of all, it appears, it may not be the case, but it appears in this situation that this child is not receiving the assurances that he needs outside the context of competition or school. In other words, I'm wondering if in times when he's not put on the spot, if he's being made to feel that he's of value, that he has worth just as he is without accomplishing anything, that he's important. He needs some affirmation of his significance. Now, he gets that not artificially by you just heaping praise or telling him how wonderful he is, but he gets that by you involving him in little things in life with you. And when he accomplishes something small, you give him a moderate amount of recognition and praise. When he carries out the garbage, you tell him you're a big boy, you're strong, you're a good helper. Whenever he does some other job, you say you do that so well. Don't be goosey about it. Don't just flood him with emotion, but just let him know that he's very important. And then just look in his face and smile, give him some assurance. Now, I'm wondering at 3 years old how he could... at first, he was 3 years old when she was... what was it?
Bad attitude about learning.
About learning. What was it she was doing at three
ABCs.
Years old? Oh, doing some ABCs, and he had a bad attitude. That tells me that already he felt a sense of condemnation or rejection over his ability to participate in that. That was a very unpleasant experience. And the only way that could have been unpleasant is if mother made it unpleasant. And what would make it unpleasant for a child is either that it bored him to death, but I see some hostility in his response, or that somehow he felt a sense of rejection or inadequacy at that. Maybe you were asking something from him or demanding something of him, or he felt some sense of pressure or responsibility upon him and he wanted to flee from that. So it's important for a parent to not allow the child to come under a sense of pressure on something like that, especially a child that young. If you're reading ABCs or anything else to a three-year-old, it ought to be just plumb fun. If he's bored with it, doesn't like it, drop it. You know, it ought to be just like you sing nursery rhymes. It ought to be just a jolly experience for him. He shouldn't think of it in terms of a duty or responsibility at all. In fact, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old child shouldn't be put under any duty or responsibility for schooling. It should all just be a pleasure and a joy. So it seems to me like maybe this kid got off on the wrong start with some pressure being put on him that shouldn't have been. And so he is fighting. He's competing in life to be significant. He's competing in life to be valued. So that's something you need to consider. Deb, you have some ideas on that?
One short thing about homeschooling. When you're teaching a child anything, it doesn't matter if you're teaching them grammar or algebra or if you're teaching them ABCs, and you've taught them something the first day, and you say, now, Stefan, you know that. Now, just tell me, you know that, Stefan, just think. That puts that child under stress. If that child knew it, he would tell you. He just can't think, and when he's under stress, he's certainly not going to know what you're wanting to ask. So never say, you know that. We discussed that yesterday, and you knew it just fine. Don't ever do that. Just say, hey, you remember this is the ABCs, or remember this is how we do algebra. And that it's better to reinforce what the child needs to know rather than demanding them to come up with an answer they can't come up with and break your relationship.
Thanks for listening. I hope it blesses your day. Don't forget to check out Cane Creek Corner for this week's specials.